We continue talking trees with John Eisenhower of Save a Tree, Peter Condon of Mesa Community College. How's that? If you missed the full length, it's you can catch it in the podcast. It's Steve Preeb, Horticulture Arborist. And John, you were wanting to talk about the program at Mesa Community College as we were going into bottom of the hour news. Why don't you pick up right there?
I met Peter several years ago when he welcomed several of us arborists onto campus for a special class that was being offered. And it was at that time Peter told me a little bit about the landscape horticulture program, the sustainable landscape management program at the college. So tell us a little bit about it, Peter. What is it? What would be a typical, what is the program about, and what would be a typical student who'd take advantage of it?
We have an associate's degree program, which is a two-year program called Landscape Horticulture. We train students to become nursery managers, greenhouse operators, nursery producers, landscape contractors, and landscape designers. The program is mainly hands-on, so you're learning from people who work in the industry. Most of our teachers are adjunct, so they'll work during the daytime or maybe be retired. Like Steve Preeb used to teach the botany class for us. And when students get out of our program, they're ready to work. So if you have a nursery or a landscaping business, they've got the training, as long as they've been working in the field while they're going to school, so they get the hands-on training, the workforce training. They've got the book knowledge and the experience, because these teachers are taking them out into the field. They're digging irrigation trenches, they're designing systems, they're designing landscapes, and they're building the greenhouse, and they're growing trees. So they know what they're doing by the time they get out.
Well, I know that there's a lot of really good programs, short-term programs, like the Certified Arborist Training Program, the Certified Tree Worker Program, the Smartscape Program, even the Sustainable Landscape Management Program through ALCA. And the Desert Botanical Garden even has a little bit longer program. But all of those, and some of you who are listening, hold those credentials. What I love about your associate's degree program is at the end of the day, you're going to get an associate's diploma or certificate saying you've been through a two-year program. It's broader. It's science-based. You have a little bit further. If you really want to take your education to the next level, there's not another program like yours in the state, as far as I know. I think it's kind of the premier landscape horticulture program. And I just think it's a shame that it doesn't get a little bit more publicity. In fact, that's why I'm having you here today, is because I think it's excellent, and I think it's something that a lot of people would like to, if you've been done some of those other kind of industry short-term programs and you're looking to kind of raise your game a little bit and get an associate's degree under your belt. And it would probably be a great launch pad into a four-year degree in, say, urban horticulture or forestry or something else in one of the four-year colleges, correct?
I agree. I do appreciate the exposure to the program, since we do not have an advertising budget. But our students are all across the board. So we get students coming straight from high school, students changing jobs or reevaluating their lives to see what they really want to do when they grow up, if they ever, like me. And we also get people from industry who just want some further training, or maybe they want a credential so that they can get an advancement in their job. We also offer two certificate programs that are just the core courses. So there's four courses in the first section, the four courses in the second. This is called Landscape Aid and Landscape Specialist. And those are mainly for people who just want to focus on one semester, knock it out, and then get back to work.
Gotcha. And classes offered at night, and maybe some day classes as well, or?
Classes are offered all throughout the day and evening. So, but the entire program, if you want to do the full associate's degree program, there are some classes that are only offered in the daytime because you can't teach plant identification with a flashlight.
Things have its limitations.
And I would be disappointed having to go through your greenhouse at night too. That was amazing. No, we were given a tour this last Tuesday through the greenhouse and through the garden, and it's a beautiful setup over there, and it's just really it'd be a lot of fun to go through the course just to be able to be, you know, get your hands dirty. You know, a lot of coursework, it's just all in class and maybe, you know, looking through a microscope, which it has some of that as well. But it's nice to know that part of it involves you getting outside and working in the dirt. And if that's, you know, kind of floats your boat, this would be a program you really want to look into. It's awesome.
And this fall, we're offering for the first time a full semester hydroponic vegetable production class in our brand new state-of-the-art 5,400 square foot greenhouse. And that course transfers directly to University of Arizona.
Wow.
And it's being taught by one of their ex-professors, or their former professors.
Some of those hydroponics, that was pretty amazing. You know, I was pretty impressed by all the computers, and it's pretty high tech.
The other part of the program that we failed to mention is sustainable agriculture. So we focus on small-scale organic food production. And that's for the market gardeners who maybe have a small farm, a large yard, and you can learn how to grow food and raise your family and run a successful business on a small scale.
And do you cover some of the business aspects of that as well, the business side of that?
We have establishing and running an agribusiness. We have business management, and then we also have marketing and computer operations, where you'll learn to do all the paperwork and putting out your flyers, and also QuickBooks so you can learn how to run your office.
There you go.
So the students get a really well-rounded foundation when they get out.
That's cool.
Well, it's interesting that the campus comes up because today we're broadcasting live from U of A Mall for the Festival of Books in Tucson. And U of A also is has an arboretum. In fact, all of the major universities, ASU, U of A, NAU, each campus has its own designated arboretum. Now Mesa Community College, I don't know if there's other campuses around Arizona that do, but I was looking, and U of A does, according to their plant search site on their campus arboretum, they don't have a tababuya. So you got to go to the Mesa Community College to see the tree of the month. But let's get to our plants, our main to-do for plant healthcare.
Well, this month in March, we're focusing on several things, you know, buying high quality trees. This is a time of year a lot of people like to try to put trees in the ground. It's still not too late to get those. Some of those bare root trees in the ground, you'll see some of those, even roses still available for you to buy bare root and get those into the ground. But a lot of evergreens, too, are available, and a perfect time to get those trees planted. Speaking of which, what are some of the things we need to look at, guys, with regard to putting the right tree in the right place? Any thoughts on those?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You want to look at the mature size of the tree before you plant it, before you even buy it, and know that the space where you want to put it is going to accommodate that. So that mitigates a lot of your pruning activity. You don't have to be cutting it off of a fence or a wall or your house.
Peter said, he planted his tree with 15 feet on both sides, so you don't have to unnecessarily be trimming that tree back.
And then the second thing you want to do when at the location where you're going to plant it is look up and see if there's any power lines that, if it's tall enough to, might grow into the power lines. And then have it blue staked to know that you're not going to run into the same thing underground. So those are just, you know, and that's kind of the tip of the iceberg for any plant, but as we've talked about already with the tababuya, whether it's mesic or xeric, you want to take into account what kind of irrigation you're going to have and such.
What is blue stake for the listeners?
A blue stake is a program that locates your underground utilities. Water, electric, gas.
Does it cost anything?
It is free as far as I know, but I don't know if it's like in your backyard. I don't think they come onto private property, but they will locate it so you have an idea of where it runs, where it starts into your yard. And if you find out where it goes into your house or connects to your house, then you can kind of guess it's going to be the straightest line.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good. Yeah. And it is required by law to call blue stake if you're going to do any kind of excavation of the soil for any reason, not just planting trees, but
that's
also.
That's right.
So you want to be sure you get those utilities marked before you dig.
And they've changed their name to Arizona 811 now. You can still type in blue stake and it'll take you there. But it's Arizona811.com, and then you can schedule your service there. They'll give you a color coordination. I don't remember what it is, but each utility has a different color. So you know if it's the power, the phone, the water, the gas.
That's
if it's
right.
on your, if
they generally mark the utilities on the ground with those colored paints, and after several months, the rain will usually wash them away. Usually.
So have it marked before you start digging.
That's right.
And we've got stories about people that didn't, but we won't sidetrack today. They're just none of them have a good ending. So once we've got our utilities marked out, kind of tells us where we can and can't dig.
Right. Then if you've done the measuring, you know that the plant is going to do well in this environment. You've checked all that kind of stuff out. Then it's up to just digging the hole and getting in the ground. But one of the things that is very common is that people dig the hole too deep, and you never want to dig the hole deeper than the root ball because especially if you add soil amendments, which aren't really recommended, that stuff, especially composted material, will decompose and then the plant will sink. And then soil erodes into around the trunk, and that can cause problems for the tree and shorten its lifespan ultimately.
Not to mention that the tree's lower in the soil where there's less oxygen, and those roots really struggle to try to
Right, and then depending again on how you water it, if you're flood irrigating or watering with a garden hose, that water just sits around the trunk, and that's not good for it either.
So plant it higher. Better to air high.
To air. One of the guy's books that I like to read, he calls it planting high and proud.
One more time, he calls it what?
Planting high and proud.
Got it.
Plant it about an inch above the grade, and then when all that erosion, and if you compost around it or use a kill ring or something, then that, or even bring your turf up to it, then it's right at the right level.
You want to measure from the dirt, the soil in the planting container to the bottom. Don't measure from the top of the container to the bottom, because that's going to put the tree too low in the soil.
And then one last tip is when we push that shovel or whatever it is that we're digging with into the soil, we're glazing the sides of the soil. So scratch that up and rake that up a little bit, and the roots will have a little bit easier time getting into the soil.
Into that native soil.
Do you ever pre-soak the hole?
Oh, that's a great idea, yeah. Yep. Don't want to get it so wet that it's just a sloppy mess when you're planting. You put it right down in. But if you can water a day ahead of time and let it soak in, that's a good way to check your percolation rate, too. But that's a really great idea.
We're talking trees, and we've got a host of experts, and we've got a couple of text questions that we'll rifle through when we get back. We've got John Eisenhower of Save a Tree, Peter Condon, Director of Landscape Horticulture at Mesa Community College, Steve Pree, Horticulture and Arborist, and just all-around tree know-it-all.